This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. A salvo of missiles struck the recently liberated city of Kherson, a marked escalation of attacks since Russia withdrew 2 weeks ago. At least 11 people were killed in the strikes, which began Thursday, continued into Friday and beyond. Scores of people were also injured. Among those killed were the parents of a 38-year-old woman who watched as responders lifted her mother out of the doorway of her apartment building, where she had lain dead for hours overnight. City workers were too overwhelmed to retrieve her at first. Authorities in the region had warned that Kherson would face intensified strikes as Russian troops dig in across the river. Western officials are scrambling to help Ukraine stay warm and keep functioning through the bitter winter months. We get more details from AP correspondent Karen Shamas.
Ukrainians are struggling to stay warm already, as a Russian onslaught has cut off energy and electricity supplies in much of the country. U.S. Ambassador to Ukraine Bridget Brink said Russia's latest onslaught on the capital is inadmissible.
We just faced here, and me and everyone who is here in Kyiv, some 100 missiles being sent by Russia to try to cripple Ukraine's energy.
France's foreign minister said France is sending 100 high-powered generators to Ukraine to help people get through the coming months. On a visit to Kyiv, British Foreign Secretary James Cleverly said a $60 million air defense package will help Ukraine to defend itself from further Russian attacks. Likewise, Brink said the U.S. is stepping in to help.
The United States is going to continue to do everything we possibly can, working night and day to provide help.
I'm Karen Shamas.
More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Iran's political turmoil has cast a shadow over Iran's second match at the World Cup. Pro-government fans harassed anti-government fans outside the stadium in Qatar Friday. Iran players sang along their national anthem before the match against Wales, unlike in their first match against England. Some Iran fans confiscated Persian pre-revolutionary Iranian flags from supporters entering the stadium and shouted insults at those wearing shirts with the slogan of the country's protest movement, Woman, Life, Freedom. Small mobs of men angrily chanted the Islamic Republic of Iran and women giving interviews about the protest to foreign media. Many female fans were visibly shaken as Iranian government supporters surrounded them with national flags. The Omicron variant is driving U.S. COVID-19 case counts higher in many places just in time for the holiday season. The ever-morphing mutant began its assault on humanity a year ago. Experts soon expect a wave to wash over the U.S. cases nationally, now average around 39,300 a day, though that's believed to be an undercount. Hospitalizations are at about 28,000 a day and deaths about 340 a day. Yet a fifth of the population has not been vaccinated. Most eligible Americans have not gotten the latest boosters and many have stopped wearing masks. Meanwhile, the mutating virus keeps finding ways to avoid defeat. More than a week after launch, NASA's Orion capsule is now in lunar orbit. More from VOA's Marissa Melton.
NASA's Orion capsule, containing three test dummies, entered lunar orbit on Friday. It's now circling the moon in a loop stretching tens of thousands of kilometers. Orion will remain in this broad but stable orbit for nearly a week before heading home. NASA considers this a dress rehearsal for the next moon flyby in 2024 with astronauts on board. A lunar landing by astronauts could follow as soon as 2025. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Elon Musk says that Twitter plans to relaunch its premium service that will offer different colored check marks to accounts next week. Friday's announcement is the latest change to the social media platform that the billionaire Tesla CEO bought last week for $44 billion, coming a day after Musk said he would grant amnesty for suspended accounts. Twitter previously suspended the premium service, which Musk granted blue check labels to anyone paying $8 a month because of a wave of imposter accounts. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.